Blackstone Audio presents The Snow Goose by Paul Gallico. This book is read by Ralph Cosham. The Great Marsh lies on the Essex coast, between the village of Chelmbury and the ancient Saxon oyster-fishing hamlet of Wickledroth. It is one of the last of the wild places in England, a low, far-reaching expanse of grass and reeds and half-submerged meadowlands, ending in the great saltings and mudflats and tidal pools near the restless sea. Tidal creeks and estuaries and the crooked meandering arms of many little rivers, whose mouths lap at the edge of the ocean, cut through the sodden land that seems to rise and fall and breathe with the recurrence of the daily tides. It is desolate, utterly lonely, and made lonelier by the calls and cries of the wildfowl that make their homes in the marshlands and saltings. The wild geese and the gulls, the teal and widgeon, the redshanks and curlews that pick their way through the tidal pools. Of human habitants there are none, and none are seen, with the occasional exception of a wild fowler or native oyster fisherman who still ply a trade already ancient when the Normans came to Hastings. Greys and blues and soft greens are the colours. For when the skies are dark in the long winters, the many waters of the beaches and marshes reflect a cold and sombre colour. But sometimes, with sunrise and sunset, sky and land are aflame with red and golden fire. Hard by one of the winding arms of the little River Elder runs the embankment of an old sea-wall, smooth and solid, without a break, a bulwark to the land against the encroaching sea. Deep into a salting some 3 miles from the North Sea it runs, and there turns north. At that corner its face is gouged, broken.